There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, inviting you to become part of the program. You can bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. We talked about a Buddhist monk who the Buddhists claim is still meditating after 200 years. Science is saying he's dead, Jim. So you can share your thoughts on
I don't think the Buddhist guy's name was Jim.
That's true. Well, they would be saying he's dead, Jim, would be talking to someone named Jim, not talking about the Buddha.
I thought you were quoting something from Star Trek.
That's what it was, yes.
Yes!
So you can talk about that if you'd like. Also, you can join us on any topic that you might. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-453. We were just telling you, if you're just tuning in, we were just telling you about Hand Angel. This is a non-governmental organization based in Taiwan who provides sexual services for free. They provide digital manipulation of one's genitals for very disabled, severely disabled individuals. One young gentleman who has been disabled throughout his entire life, it seems, was unable to leave his home, for instance, when he was growing up. And I think that's still like the case today. The folks from Hand Angel came to his home, and they smuggled him out of his house and took him to a motel to give him a hand job. According to the story here at Vice.com, it was for this reason that a group of social campaigners and volunteers took it upon themselves. This is the reason, I'm sorry, is that the health system in Taiwan doesn't take care of people's sexual needs. They are taking care of them in a lot of other ways, but Hand Angel decided that they needed a little bit more. And so that's the main service. They provide hand jobs to the severely disabled. Members say their work raises awareness of the fact that disabled people are often depicted as desexualized, as well as having their sexuality constantly neglected, despite the fact they share the same desires as anybody else. And that makes sense. Just because you've been crippled your entire life doesn't mean that you wouldn't have the same sexual proclivities.
Okay, so this starts running a lot of questions through my mind.
Okay.
And I actually had similar thoughts back when the whole Patient Protection Affordable Care Act thing was being shoved through Congress. I call it by its actual name. Most people know it as Obamacare. The thing that basically says everybody has to purchase health insurance. If you can't afford it, then you can get this government program because health care is a right. And we will provide you health care for free if you can't afford it, blah, 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 you know, jump through a hoop and a hurdle. Something that I thought at the time is sexual health is part of total health.
Okay.
So will people that are, you know, maybe a little kind of awkward and not really good at picking up women at a bar or getting a girlfriend, will the government then send hookers to their house to take care of their sexual needs to keep them, you know, all there mentally? And I realized that, you know, in Taiwan, they're only helping out the people that are crippled. But what about the other people that might have problems?
What about lonely people?
Yeah, people that are, you know, severely lonely.
Well, they're trying to have those snuggle cafes, you know, where they go and they snuggle with someone.
Right, but that's not being covered by health insurance.
They have that. Whoa.
It could be considered covered by health insurance because, yeah.
Sorry, they have snuggle cafes now?
Well, yes, it's like a cafe, like you go and you call someone and you get drinks of non-alcoholic, but just...
This is new because I'd heard about the snuggle houses or whatever, where mm-hmm. you go and you pay basically the same price that you might pay a prostitute for snuggling.
Right.
I'd never heard of a cafe environment where you, like, sit down for a cup of coffee or something.
Purchase, like, a drink with you when you, like, before or after, kind of like...
You can purchase a drink with the snuggler?
In some places, yes. I've heard of some places being able to sell drinks to just, you know, maybe, you know, help break the ice. And they're typically not alcoholic, you know, because they have to have a license to do that. But
yeah, so a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but, you know, snuggle cafes, snuggle houses. So, I mean, you know, the snuggle part is totally therapeutic. I mean, I can see someone saying, hey, this should get covered by my health insurance because I'm, you know, feeling better now that I have physical contact with someone.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, like, how far does this go? And where do you sort of stop it?
Well, I mean, if it's voluntary, then it can go as far as it wants.
Right, but
to go.
I'm saying as far as, you know, like claiming that it's a right mm-hmm. and that it's to be provided by either an insurance or, you know, some sort of taxpayer subsidized sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess that is a good question is, you know, would an insurance company spend its money on this?
Because they'll spend a lot of money on mental health for people.
Right. And arguably this is about mental health.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. And you are certainly welcome to answer it for us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Tommy. He's in Glasgow, and you can bring up anything as well. Tommy, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, good evening. How you doing? Take a live. We'll never take a free talk live.
Welcome.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah.
Your connection isn't your best, but go ahead.
Is that any better now?
Just go for it.
Right, just talking on the issue of the Buddhist guy, and you mentioned the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was what you would call meditating or maybe even praying to God. The Islamic faith is a continuation of Christianity and Judaism. It follows the Abrahamic line of faith where the two houses of Judaism and Islam spring from the loin of Abraham, who had a child with his wife and his maidwife or his maiden, and from Ishmael came the both the Semitic tribes. You know, if you look at them, both Semitic, the Arabs and the Jewish tribes, and the Muslims believe that Jesus was a holy prophet.
That's correct.
And that the enemies of Jesus, how can I put it? They changed his message. For example, the Saul line doctrine, it was a man, you know, the Saul to Damascus guy, that was about 70, 80 years after Jesus. And most of the Christian faith is based on what his teachings were. And then you look back 325 years AD, there was a king, Constantine, and they forged the Trinity, and, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And this was out with the fold of Christianity at the time, because they were a monotheic faith, you know, they believed in the one God.
So wait, it was Constantine that proposed the Trinity?
Yeah, and that was 325 years after Jesus walked to earth. And so what happened, and so the Jewish people were waiting for a prophet, and they still are, but they were looking for the same line as them from the Jewish prophets, the line, you know, from Abraham, Noah, Jesus, and the Muslims all believe that. But then in 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. They were the part of the Wailing Wall you see in Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and the temple was destroyed in the Jewish diaspora. And so in their own Talmud, the Jewish people should not return to the land of where their forefathers came from, Israel, because of what happened to the temple, you know, and they should not return.
You're losing me, Tommy. You're losing me. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm not well versed enough.
What I'm getting to. What I'm getting to is a point of how the. Sorry for getting into a mad tangent. I do apologize for that. But I was trying to give a whole basis of where I'm getting to, because what happened with the message of Jesus, the enemies of him changed what happened in his life. So then what happened, the angel Gabriel who came to Mary for Jesus, the angel Gabriel came to Muhammad when he was meditating in a cave in the outskirts of Mecca, what we know as Mecca. And then what happened was he was told to read in the name of the Lord who created you. And then what happened to Gabriel would visit him.
Sorry, you got cut off there for a moment. Tommy, we lost you for a second. You said what happened?
So what happened over a period of the angel Gabriel visited the Prophet Muhammad. He recited to him what was became the Quran.
Correct. And Muhammad could not. Muhammad was essentially, he was illiterate, so he couldn't write it down.
It was what known as the unlettered prophet. He could not read nor write.
That's right. He had to memorize the story. He had to memorize the messages that he was allegedly receiving from the angel Gabriel. And Tommy, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And so he was referring to a discussion we were having in the last hour about the sort of oral tradition in the Muslim religion that actually had young people memorizing the entirety of the Quran, which was a long, it is a long document, a long book, memorizing it word for word as basically one of the first things they do when entering into the religion. And I don't think they do that these days. I'm sure there's some people who do it, but it's not as common. 855-453, you can take control here on Free Talk Live. More hand jobs coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're also a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those governmental hoops, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, and you can do it all over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether in the United States or Canada, visit ExpressCoin.com or do it from your smartphone by grabbing their app over at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So again, don't forget code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to Dustin. He's listening in North Carolina via TuneIn. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm just calling in. I'm the editor of Muslim American Magazine, and I wanted to just correct a couple little things about the memorization of Quran.
Sure.
The first thing I want to say is that there are absolutely lots and lots of people that still memorize the entire Quran around the world.
I suspected that there was a relatively small group. What percentage, though, of Muslims these days are really doing that, though?
I couldn't tell you the percentage, but I can tell you that in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the local community is, it's a community of about 5,000 to 6,000 people, and we're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 or 400 people that have memorized the Quran completely.
Wow. That's impressive.
So about 10%.
Yeah, I haven't even memorized the 30th of it yet. I've got all the short chapters, but and it's young kids that are memorizing too. I met a kid that was 8 years old that had memorized the whole thing.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying before. I mean, from what I've learned about it in the past, this memorization was usually expected to be completed by 6.
I would suspect that the full memorization is probably more. I'm not sure what the correct term, but it happens more often, if you will, in some of the less developed areas of the world. So a lot of the Middle East, Pakistan, Afghanistan, etc., because here in the U.S., there's just so much technology and other things that are pulling at you that, it's probably not as expected here.
Well, it takes a huge level of dedication.
Absolutely.
To do something like that.
That's true. And I have to tell you that there are actually schools. I'll give you a couple of terms. First of all, anybody that has memorized the entire Quran is called Hafiz. Okay, and the schools where they study that are called Hifz schools. It's the conjugation of the word. But there are probably about a dozen different Hifz schools in the United States where they're teaching kids to memorize the Quran, and they're graduating Hafiz every year. But what you say about the less developed countries or the less industrialized countries, I think would probably be a better term, it's absolutely correct, because there's a cultural attachment that we don't quite have carried over in the U.S. And one of the issues that we run into in the U.S. and one of the issues that the imams that I deal with are trying to combat is there is a huge emphasis on memorizing the Quran in Arabic, but not as much emphasis on deconstructing and analyzing the meanings. And since Quranic Arabic is 1,400 years old, even Arabic-speaking people that memorize the Quran don't really understand 100%.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the point of memorizing something in a language that makes it less than meaningful?
Well, that's respects, it's similar to some of the more old-school Catholic churches that still do their Mass in Latin, but I dare say that 99% of the people that are sitting there listening to the Mass in Latin have no clue what is being said.
You're right, and that is a huge problem, and that's a problem that we've been addressing in the Muslim community, because we go back to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, and he specifically told us that when you go into a land and teach the people about Islam, that you teach in the language of the land that you're in.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's, I don't want to make fatwa here, but it's a violation of Islamic principle to teach in a language that people don't understand.
Interesting. Yeah, Dustin, I appreciate you clearing that up. Was there anything else you wanted to throw out there tonight?
No, I just want to let you guys know that that our magazine's out there. We're publishing every month, and I'd invite you all to check it out at MuslimAmerican.com.
MuslimAmerican.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, are you? How long of a time have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
Oh, gosh, I listen off and on, maybe about 6 months to a year. I've called a couple times before.
Were you listening when we had Will Cawley on from Muslims for Liberty?
Yeah, oh, okay. And I'm friends with Will Cawley. I know the work that he does with Muslims for Liberty.
Cool,
he's
cool.
Contributed to our magazine a few times.
Right on. If you didn't know about him, I wanted to make sure you found out about him on this phone call. But
and Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist.
Yep, that's right.
The shiny badges guy.
Hey, Dustin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the clarification. It's always nice, you know, when folks call in to make it clear, because we're just, you know, we're just sitting in here as talk show hosts. We really don't have expertise on a lot of the things we talk about.
You know, it's funny that you say we don't have expertise, but Davi Barker actually just sent me an email.
Uh-huh.
And said that he's not in a place that he could make a telephone call, but he was able to send an email. He said, just wanted to clarify, the Quran was memorized at first because Muhammad and many Arabs at the time were illiterate, so it was recited, memorized, and taught, but it was written down within Muhammad's lifetime.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
if a scribe was present, they wrote down as much as was recited during that session, but all the written fragments weren't compiled into a single manuscript until generations later.
Hmm.
Also, Quran memorization is common to this day. Davi says that he has memorized 6 of the chapters, his wife has memorized 1/3 of the book, and his brother-in-law has memorized the entire Quran. It's actually easier to memorize than you would think. It has intuitive rhyme schemes and many repeating patterns.
Yeah.
Plus, it's easier for kids because, neurologically speaking, the language centers are stronger when they're young, and many Islamic schools use the Quran to teach grammar and literacy.
Mm. Neat stuff. So thank you for sharing that, Davi Barker from shinybadges.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Do you have a right to sexual services? Do you have a right to have someone provide you with an orgasm? Over in Taiwan, there's a non-governmental organization called Hand Angel that is providing free hand jobs.
How often?
Let's talk about that coming up here in a moment. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In fact, they'll talk about the Netherlands here. Apparently, they actually are in the government paying public money for sexual services for people. And there's a number on that, how often that happens, too. 855-453. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. That again, freetalklive.com. Another great site is Freedom's Phoenix. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day over at freedomsphoenix.com. You are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That, again, is FreedomsPhoenix.com. So back to the story from Vice.com, which is very unusual. It's something I've never really read about. There are people who are volunteers that are providing hand jobs for the severely disabled. The organization is called Hand Angel. Their website, handjobtw.org.
I wonder if somebody could get community service credit for doing this. If they were ordered by a court, you must do community service.
I don't know what the rules are in Taiwan, but again, you know, it sounds like it's a nonprofit organization. So I know that here in New Hampshire, any nonprofit registered with the state.
Well, what do you think Judge Burke would say? If some college girl that gets one of these open container things decides, you know what, I'm not paying the fine, I'm going to go to trial, ask for community service, and Judge Burke says you've got to do 12 hours of community service, comes in with this letter from Hand Angels, and said, you have to...
It would be legit. I mean, there in
it would be.
Yeah, at least in New Hampshire. And again, I don't know about other areas of the world, but as long as you are working for a nonprofit organization registered with the state of New Hampshire, and all it takes to register a nonprofit organization with the state is basically $25 in a short form that's got five signatures on it. I mean, so it's not hard to do that. And so it probably would work.
I'm just curious if the judge would accept it.
I don't see why he wouldn't be able to.
Well, they can say that something is not valid community service.
Yeah, that's true. They could. But as long as you're doing it for a nonprofit, it tends to be accepted from what I've seen. So so that's happening in Taiwan, and then there's more about that. But they take a moment in the story at Vice to break away and talk about in the Netherlands, the national health system, that's a government-run healthcare system, provides a grant scheme for people with disabilities to receive public money to pay for sexual services up to 12 times per year.
Wow.
In Taiwan, sex...
So once a month.
Correct. In Taiwan, sex remains a taboo. And some Buddhists, the sovereign state's primary religion, believe that someone suffering from a disability means they're paying for bad deeds in a past life. So not the best mix for those like Andy, unfortunately. He told the author, quote, "I can't tell my parents that I also have sexual desires." Again, this guy is, you're just tuning in, he is severely disabled, stuck at home, can't move, basically has no sexual life whatsoever, no relationships, has never been on a date. So he says, "I can't tell my parents, and I can't come out of the closet in front of them. My family's care puts a lot of pressure on me and sabotages me from normal romantic relations." Vincent, the 50-year-old founder of Hand Angel, lost his legs to polio and says his disability allows him to better empathize with applicants' needs without any of the patronization that disabled people can sometimes face. He emphasized that, quote, "disabled people share the same physical and emotional needs as any others, and therefore should have the right to pursue them." Now, that I agree with. That statement I agree with. So the article used the, in the first paragraph, it used the term that, second paragraph, used the term sexual rights for disabled people. I don't think you have a right to sex, but I do agree with the founder of Hand Angel who says that you should have the right to pursue your sexual gratification. And that would mean that in a society that would hopefully be more accepting towards sexual services being available for sale, that you would have the right to go and buy sexual services, providing someone was willing to offer them on the marketplace. In the case of Hand Angel, they're doing these services for free, and it sort of seems sort of underground the way that they're going about it due to the sexual prohibitions.
Well, and there might even be some kind of regulation against, you know, doing it under some sort of volunteer organization to where, well, now you're conspiring to do prostitution, but you're doing it for free, but we're still going to say that, you know, because there's basically this...
You're obviously ashamed of what you're doing because you have to be secretive about it.
Well, I mean, they're not secretive to the point where they don't have a website and aren't, you know, being publicized to some extent. So obviously they exist, and the government guys probably know they exist. I think they're secretive about what they do because of society, because the way people will look at sex services being provided,
right, but
in this way.
You know, there's a lot of escort agencies that have websites.
That's true.
But they put right on the website, you know, "You are paying for my time."
Right.
"Anything that happens is between consenting adults." But governments still wind up, you know, going and arresting these girls.
Sure. Well, usually that's when they cross somebody or they don't pay the bribes or whatever. So Vincent says he emphasized that, again, disabled people should have the right to pursue fulfilling their physical and emotional needs. In order to decide, says Vice, who's entitled to use their services, Hand Angel assesses an applicant's level of disability. The person has to be recognized by the government as having a serious physical impairment, but cannot be mentally disabled. Once they're cleared, the service is totally free, but each applicant can only receive 3 bouts of sexual stimulation. It doesn't specify if that's within a certain time frame or if it's just
3 bouts?
3 in a lifetime, 3 ever.
3 within your account with the Hand Angels?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Volunteers, the group of 10 people actually giving the hand jobs, come from varied backgrounds. Some are gay, some are straight, some are disabled themselves, some are PhD students, some are social campaigners, and some work in the media. It's made very clear to me that these volunteers only use their hands for second base kind of stuff, that hugging, caressing, and kissing on the face are all fine, but anything penetrative is not. So, going on, when Hand Angel took Andy to the motel, this is the severely disabled man who has never had a date in his whole life and is basically taken care of by his family, The volunteer caressed him thoroughly and then gave him a handjob. He described the intimacy being so intense that for a minute, he believed he was in love. He knew it was only temporary, of course, but the experience provided him with an emotional connection that he had never felt before. This is part of Hand Angel's mission, not just providing a sexual service, but also bringing forth an emotional and social transformation in applicants. I mean, just the idea of providing caressing for this young man is probably a really intimate occasion that he's never had the experience with before. I mean, his family might have given him some semblance of a hug at some point, but again, he's completely disabled, and a hug from grandpa or your mom isn't going to be the same as somebody actually caressing you all over.
Right.
Andy was very introverted before, said Vincent, who's, again, the founder of Hand Angels, and didn't really know how to interact with people. However, through months of talking online, I discovered something changed inside him. When our group was reported by the media and got lots of criticism, I saw Andy joined the public debate and argued with those critical internet users trying to illustrate his opinions. In Taiwan, where discussion of sexuality is restrained by strict moral codes, there was also plenty of mockery that was leveled at Hand Angels. Internet users started posting comments like, quote, "Do they also offer mouth angels? And I'm retarded. Can I apply for Hand Angel service too?
Oh.
And only three times in a lifetime?" Question mark. They're even, of course, welcome to the internet. I mean, there's all kinds of
critics. I'm surprised there wasn't the "I'm 12, what's going on here" comment.
Well, there was only three that were highlighted by Vice. I'm sure that was in there somewhere. There even appeared to be negativity on an official level. Executive Secretary of Taipei United Social Wealth Alliance, Yi Ting Hu, commented on the non-governmental organization saying, quote, "Speaking from personal opinion, I don't think we need to bring up disabled people's sexuality as an independent issue. There are more important and urgent problems we need to deal with. Don't you think if you advocate their sexual rights, it's like another form of discrimination?" Huh? 855-450-FREE. You know, I love it when people, these know-it-alls, try to tell other people what they're doing is not a valuable use of their time, that they should be focusing their efforts on something the know-it-all thinks is more important. We hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Up here in New Hampshire. More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a very unusual story being reported by Vice.com. I got to say, I'm such a fan of Vice.com and the work that they do over there. They seem to just kind of come out of nowhere into my world a few years ago when I first watched one of their documentaries about North Korea. And ever since then, I've just been a huge fan of
Friend introduce me to Vice, and I watched a lot of their videos. They're very informative. They really ask a lot of very unusual questions and try to seek out just, you know, again, unusual things. Like going into North Korea, that was incredibly risky.
Yeah, and not but they did it more than once, too.
They've done it more than once, and not a lot of people have done that kind of thing. They've also talked about some of the culture in Japan, like the, you know, the weird, how should I say this, the weird clubs that they have over there. They've talked about, like, child slavery, really, really controversial, really interesting topics. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah, there was one I watched where this really pretty correspondent they have goes to South China, into one area where eating dogs is still fairly accepted.
Oh.
And did a report on that, and she actually ate some dog while she was there. It was pretty interesting.
What did it taste like, did she say?
Probably like chicken, but I don't remember exactly what she said.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Let's go there's a little bit more here to the story, and we're going to go jump right into your phone calls here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to comment on Hand Angel, it's a charity, basically, that operates in Taiwan, giving people who have severe disability the intimacy and the pleasure that they probably have never received in their entire lives, if they've been disabled their entire life, as one gentleman, Andy, who they're focusing on in the story, has not, he's basically been taken care of by his family his whole life and is completely disabled, can't even leave the house, that kind of thing. They provide them with hand jobs. And, you know, this isn't supposed to be a particularly titillating topic. We're not trying to pander to the lowest common denominator here. This is reality. Humans desire sexual interactions. Most of them do. There are asexuals, and I think there are different levels of desire for sexual activity among humans.
Right, and the people that are truly asexual, it's a very, 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 very small
1%
percentage.
Yeah.
I've heard it was even smaller than that.
Less than a percent? It could be. I've heard as many as 1%, but that's about it.
Right, but some of the people that claim to be asexual will still have desires. So the people that are actually asexual that have zero interest.
Well, now, can an asexual... Okay, so is asexuality only the disinterest in sex? Would an asexual also be interested possibly in intimacy in the way of, like, cuddling, just not sex? Is there someone who's not interested in intimacy at all? Would that person be considered an asexual, or is there a broader...
I'm not counting people that... want a physical touch, but no intercourse. I'm talking about the people that have absolutely no desire of any kind of having intercourse.
That's what you're defining as asexual.
Yes.
Well, there are also asexuals who will engage in intercourse because they love somebody, right? They still want to be with another person. They want to have the lifestyle of having a partner, for instance, and they will engage in sexual activity with their partner for the benefit of their partner, but not for themselves.
I would say not asexual.
Really? So you're saying you can only be an asexual if you refuse to have sex?
If you're completely celibate and you have no desires at all, then you're asexual.
Yeah, that would be considered asexual.
But okay, I don't think you have to be celibate to be asexual. So asexual...
I'm saying you do.
Okay, well, why don't you look it up, because I don't think that's the case. You can be celibate without being asexual, and you can also be asexual without being celibate. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from Vice.com and then to your calls. We're talking about Hand Angels, which is a charity over there. Now, apparently some governmental agent commented on the charity. The executive secretary of the Taipei United Social Wealth Alliance, Yiting Hu, he says, "I don't think we need to bring up disabled people's sexuality as an independent issue. There are more important and urgent problems we need to deal with." And so why do people insist on knowing what's right? Like, we hear this all the time as activists. Like, oh, well, you activists in Keene, you're focusing on things like marijuana, freedoms, toplessness. You're focusing on drinking openly. These things aren't important. Shouldn't you be trying to save people from genocide? You ever heard those critiques?
I've heard things similar. I've also heard people say, well, what you should be focusing on is this, and describe something that we are trying to raise awareness about. should be talking about the wars. Well, we do that, just not today.
Right.
There have been tax day protests where people say, well, you need to be talking about fill in the blank, and it's something that we talked about, the week before or the day before
or whatever.
Whenever
you're protesting, someone's going to have an issue with it and say, you should be doing this. You should be doing that.
It's just so annoying because all these people who are saying, you should be doing. What the hell are they doing? That's what
they're telling
know.
You what you should be doing, right. And yelling, get a job.
Because they know what's best, obviously.
Why don't you show us what you think people should be doing rather than just telling us what you think people should be doing? And besides, for these people who are involved in Hand Angels, this is their mission in life, and they believe that it is important. So just because this guy doesn't see the value in it, well, I bet if he all of a sudden lost his legs tomorrow, he might change how he feels about that. If all of a sudden he becomes quadriplegic and can't move any of his arms or legs, I bet he might maybe open up a little bit on this issue. Of course, the man seems to only be proving Hand Angel's point, according to Vice, to suggest that advocating a disabled person's sexual rights as a form of discrimination is, at first, patronizing in itself, and secondly, just completely bizarre. How is consensually receiving a handjob in any way discriminatory? Andy, the recipient of the handjob, summed it up saying, quote, "I didn't feel I was the target of pity. The whole process was full of respect and equality." This might be deemed as controversial by society, but as long as you're willing to look into it, what we desire is no different from others. Let's go to Virgil. He's in Columbus, Ohio. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Virgil, go ahead.
Good evening, guys.
Hey there.
just a quick update, and I've been meaning to try to call in with some events that have happened in Columbus. We had a last Saturday, there was kind of a nationwide, day of outrage against police brutality and torture and things along these lines. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but
I had not heard about that.
Yeah, there are demonstrations and protests kind of all over the place, but we had a group of, 100, 150 or so people in Columbus at the state capitol doing a similar thing, and it took maybe about 2 or 3 hours or so for the event to unfold, and something very interesting happened at the end when two people volunteered to be waterboarded.
Oh, my.
And
what?
Yeah. And people have asked, why would you do that? And the reason really is because most Americans, most average people have never seen anyone being waterboarded. I haven't.
So the idea was to be waterboarded in front of a crowd of a couple hundred people?
Pretty much. And just kind of demonstrate that it is, in fact, torture, and it is, a very disturbing thing to do to another human being. And remember, this is voluntary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the state police, they've been kind of harassing the demonstrators throughout the day, every so often coming and, telling us, kind of directing us, ordering us around. And once the waterboarding started, the first guy got through fairly easily. It was a younger kid, they took it very easy on him. Well, the second volunteer was a former kind of a special ops badass type guy. For real, not, he's not just saying that. He served in the military and he has a lot of experience, and he kind of came around from that, from these status positions. But about 30 seconds, and I have this all on video, about 30 seconds in, we heard the crowd kind of started shouting, badge coming, and, things to that effect. And surely enough, a group of about six or so state troopers showed up. One of them came in and physically stopped the waterboarding.
Wow.
He said, the crowd was kind of peppering him with questions. Why? This is volunteer. You got to, leave us alone. And literally the words that came out of his mouth were, at this moment, I feel like his life is in danger. And he was talking about the volunteer who was being waterboarded.
So an admission from an agent of the state as to how intense of a process this is.
Absolutely. It was such a, if we planned this better, it could not have unfolded in a
Where would one go to see this video, Virgil?
I will share it on the Free Talk Live page. You guys can share it from there, and you can post it on Facebook if you want, if that's okay
awesome.
With you.
Thanks for that. And plug your website real quick.
It's virgilfaduva.com. That would
be
just fine.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.